Avalonsquirrels.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment.
Either I'm on crack or this is song's dragon.
I think it's you.
Okay.
That turns violent. And that's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it. Yeah.
Like it.
All right.
Winter is long
in the city. Yeah. And that's the way I like it. That's the way
you
I like
give
it.
Too much ear infection.
Ooh.
Medicine.
Ow! Yeah.
This is what happens after he starts to feel better.
Oh, okay. So, I got to tell you the story.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's what happened. And I had an ear infection, swimmer's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Got swimmer's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I fought it for a week, and I was a trooper. I didn't complain or nothing.
Well.
What?
So he says.
I fought it.
You did fight it.
Okay.
It's true.
I took care of myself. I put cotton in my ears with Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
And when I took a shower.
Uh-huh.
And then I had Vaseline ear all day. Uh-huh. And it was nasty. So I was doing good. And then it was getting better. I mean, Sunday, on the way to church, all of a sudden it went, and I could hear. I was like, oh, I can hear. I can hear that ear. I mean, it wasn't right yet, but I can hear. I can hear that ear again. I was so excited. I was happy. And we went to church, and we got home from church, and we had friends coming over, and our friends came over, and we played in the pool. And that's a whole other story I got to tell you, too, about the cool pool. Okay, because the pool is cool. And that's a whole other. Okay, so then we get through, and then the whole. And I bought earplugs so I could play in the
yes.
pool. And I was wearing the earplugs, but I bought the kind that had a string going between them because I thought that would be easier to keep up with them in the pool. But no. So you can take the string off. You can take it right
okay,
off.
Okay, good.
So that's good. But anyway, so I had it in one ear because there's only one ear is the problem. And then if I had it in both ears, I couldn't hear what anybody was saying. So I stuck it into one ear so the ear wouldn't get wet.
And you couldn't
but
hear
But then
anything,
when there was a string else. Hanging out of that ear, it went to the other plug.
Uh-huh.
And I was up on the diving board, and the friends were leaving. We were playing, pool baseball. Well, you know how to play that. Everybody knows how to play pool baseball. So I stand on the diving board with my bat, and Helen was throwing me the ball. And he comes up, and he's like, oh, see you later. Okay, bye. And right before he leaves, he reaches over and pushes me in, which is no problem because I got my ear plug in,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Except that the other one was dangling, and when I was swimming up, I pulled it out. I yanked it out. And when I yanked it out, because of the suction that it caused, it just sucked water right in.
Yep.
So it was worse than if I'd have just dove in without the plug.
Yeah.
And
he was immediately miserable.
No, not immediately.
Yeah.
I had water in my ear, and it was frustrating me. But I thought, you know, it's just water, and I was getting better. As long as I get it out quickly, I'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
So I went in, and I sucked it out, and I put the cotton in my ear so it would wick out, and I laid on my side, and I slept. No. That night I woke up, and then I was miserable pretty much that night. And then 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up so much pain. It was unbelievable that much pain came out of your ear. And so, I mean, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't be still. There was no way to be that was comfortable. So I got up, took some aspirin, put the drops in my ear, you know, did all that stuff, and we made it through the night somehow and didn't get rid of a lot of sleep. And I was, and then the whole next, that was Sunday night. So Monday, I was depressed. It just got the better of me. I let it get the better of me because I'm like, oh, I got to start all over. And it was, and everybody could tell too, because Sam was praying for me and Faith and Helen prayed for me. And I was like, you know, okay,
called the doctor.
She actually called the doctor. I must be really showing it. And I was at work. With tears, I didn't tell Faith this, but I had tears coming down my eyes. Not because I was sad, but because I was in pain. I mean, it was like just this on the side that my ear was hurting, that I was watering because I was so much pain. And it was just an annoying, it wasn't the kind of pain like you chopped your toe off. It was an annoying pain that doesn't go away. It's like nothing like anything else. And everybody who's had an ear infection knows what I'm talking about. So. Anywho, so I came home, And then, and last night was better. I slept last night. I took aspirin before I went to bed, and I slept. But I didn't do anything last night. I laid on the couch and was just felt sorry for myself. But the pain was better, and I went to bed, and I slept through the night, and that was better. And I went to work, and I put my drops in my ear, and I have a little infant sucker thing. Mm-hmm.
a nasal syringe.
Yeah, it's the ball you squeeze, and yes,
it was Helen's.
And so I use that to kind of get it out of my ear and make sure all the stuff gets out of my ear. And so I reached in. I was doing that at work. And all of a sudden it went. And I thought, well, that was weird. And I pulled it out slowly because I thought, I hope I didn't grab my eardrum there, you know, or anything. So I pulled it out slowly. And on the end of that sucker was the biggest, infectious, bloodiest, nastiest, waxiest ear booger you've ever seen in your life.
Gross.
It was the size of a peanut.
He sent me a text. I said, like, telling me that this happened.
I was excited.
Thank you so much. He said, I'll send you a picture.
Because as soon as it came out, I could hear again. I was like, I can hear again.
And you don't have to get the horrible suctioning and vacuum cleaner at the ear doctor.
No, I didn't have to go to the ear doctor. And the pain, there was no pain today. It was a little sore after that, but because evidently that thing was in there, attached to something. But then the pain, I haven't had any pain, and I can hear. I still sound like I'm in a cave to myself. But it's more like a sinusy kind of sound.
So now you need to make sure you keep your drops and stuff in there.
Yeah, I got to now the rest of the week. I got to keep my ear dry and keep the drops going. Mm-hmm. And I saved it. Do you want to see it?
No.
The ear booger?
Not really.
It was impressive. I wouldn't have saved it if it wasn't so impressive.
No, thank you though.
Oh, Booger, Buford wants to see it, so I saved it for him.
Okay.
Well, thinking about bronzing it. Putting it on the mantle.
To remind you of the pain? Is that your plan?
I don't know.
Jeez.
It's that same gene that guys have when every once in a while they'll get up after using the toilet and go, that's impressive. Somebody needs to see this. Mm-hmm. And you can't because that's completely inappropriate. But you have that emotion in your head. I'm proud of that. And then you realize it's poop and you got to flush it.
That's a lot of fiber I went through there.
I must have lost a couple of pounds. Where has this show gone? You know, this is a Christian podcast that we reach out to people and try to minister to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like we're doing a good job of that. Did you hear about the pastor who was, you ever saw Ricky Bobby? It won't mean anything to you. But the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The NASCAR spoof movie.
Yeah, that was Talladega.
Yes.
Talladega Nights. Mm-hmm.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Well, so this pastor is standing up in front of
April thought it was hysterical.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. So this pastor is at a NASCAR. This has happened over the weekend. He's at a NASCAR event. I don't know which one it was.
Okay.
Because I don't follow NASCAR. But he was at a NASCAR event, and he is praying. You know what? I had a whole thing with NASCAR. You wanted to call it a stock car race? Let's make them stock cars. That whole race is ridiculous, by the way.
Okay, good to know.
Go Baja. Oh, so rally racing is the best. So anyway, so he's standing in front of the NASCAR at the opening ceremonies of this race, mm-hmm. and he's supposed to say the prayer, and he says this good, eloquent prayer. Evidently, they didn't publish the prayer, but at the end of the prayer, he says, "And Lord, thank you for my smoking hot wife, Lisa," which is a quote from the movie,
from the Talladega Nights movie.
But now everybody's all.
Are they upset by it?
Yeah, like people got offended by that.
Why?
I don't think people at the race got offended. I think it was more the stuffy Christian crowd that got offended.
Why would they be offended that he liked his wife?
Thank you, Lord, for my smoking hot wife. I don't know, because it was a reference to this movie. He made a joke in the middle of a prayer, which is a little unconventional. We do it, but we do it a lot. But God has a sense of humor, right?
Yeah. God wants you to think your wife's smoking hot, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure he does think his wife is smoking hot. I didn't think she was smoking hot, but I'm sure he thinks she was smoking
right.
hot.
Right. As he should.
I think you're smoking hot.
Thank you. As he should. Yeah.
And I thank the Lord for my smoking hot wife every day.
As you should.
I do.
Thank you.
Yep. Uh-huh. Just want some of that warmth. Come over, stand
so
by
we
me.
Got,
Come over
so
here
we
stand
got,
close to me. So, what?
So we got in trouble, huh?
Well, there was a... I mean, he was on Fox News. Is that national news? Really? Is that national news?
We got to know where what's her name is now that she's out of jail.
Where Casey Anthony is, that's national news.
We need to know
where
she is.
We got to send helicopters. You know how much it costs to rent a helicopter? And you're following this woman? I don't get it. I don't understand why some things are national. Now, I do think the royal weddings are silly, but at least I understand why they make the news. I understand why they're national news. But some of this stuff just...
What's the girl
and energy we spend on just silly stuff.
What's the girl? What's her name in Italy? Who's on trial in Italy for the...
I don't know.
Murder of her boyfriend and...
Well, that might be something.
But she's not. Right. But they're not... They don't have any footage.
Oh.
Because Italy... Well, because Italy won't let them.
Oh, hey, listen. We got calls. We need to get our calls.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, just to remind you, we are participating in the Ken from Honolulu's Late Summer Local Missions Challenge.
Okay.
And that's our zippy...
Ken from Honolulu.
That's our zippy name that we thought... He has a jingle now. Yes!
Ken from Honolulu.
So whenever we bring this up, you got to do that.
That's right. Perfect.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, we thought of this really cool name for the thing, and it's
Helen.
Oh, Helen's taking a shower. It's coming through my microphone. That's a good microphone. Ken from Honolulu's Late Summer Local Missions Challenge.
Ken from Honolulu.
And what that means is, please call in our number. We're just going to play some phone calls from our number. Hopefully, some of these are about that. But our number is 224-225-9297. Now, that is a Google voicemail number. We will not answer, but you will leave a message. And if you do so, we will play it on the show. And what we want you to do is tell us how you help in your community, or how people can help in their community to locally do missions. In other words, to reach out to the community, not so much overseas, because that gets a lot of focus, evidently. And Ken wants us to focus, at least for the last part of the summer, on local missions and what we can do in our own communities to spread the gospel, or to feed their practice true religion, as the Bible calls it, and that is feed the hungry, take care of the widows, and be just to the poor, and all
that's
that.
That's right.
Okay. And so we call in and tell us and give us information. We want phone numbers and names of organizations, phone numbers, so that people can, get some kind of value out of this show, because they ain't getting it from me.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This
Hello.
Is John. Hello.
It's John Wilkerson.
It's I'm calling to let you know what kind of...
He's hit it big. Do you know he's hit it big?
Really?
Yeah. He's big time now. I can't believe he still listens to my show.
What? Why? What do he do?
He does a show called... Well, he does Wired Homeschooler.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He's got that podcast, which is very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he does Jesus Geek anymore, actually. But anyway, he's got another one. He does, and then he does this one called Sticker Cast. It's a Get Glue. You ever see that on Facebook? You ever see the Get Glue comments?
No.
Well, it's a social network where you go on and say what television shows you're watching, and it's like a check-in thing, and so you check in to say I'm watching SpongeBob. Because if you do it 4 or 5 times, you get a sticker. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if you get 24 stickers saved up, they actually mail them to you. We'll actually mail you the stickers.
That says
for free.
You watch SpongeBob.
Well, whatever you're checking into. What I'm saying?
Why do you want a sticker?
Well, if you liked SpongeBob, you might want a SpongeBob sticker.
These are adults who are doing this?
Yes, John Wilkerson's doing this. And he's got a huge following.
These are adults who are asking for stickers. What are we, in fourth grade?
Yeah, stickers are cool.
I had a sticker album in fourth grade.
Exactly. Stickers are cool. And then just because you're not
in fourth grade and you're a girl.
Not just because. No, people like stickers.
Okay.
Have you ever driven down the road and seen all the stickers on the cars? Everybody's got a sticker on their car. You have a sticker on your car.
I only because you put it there.
Exactly.
Only because it says Bright Star Christian School.
Exactly. So if you check into Bright Star Christian School 5 times.
I don't believe in stickers on my
and
car.
Pay me tuition, I will give you a Bright Star sticker.
That's all you got to do. Whether you want one or not.
So anyway, yeah, he's got a show called Stickercast, stickercast.com.
So they watch,
and it's a big hit.
Shows and tell people they're watching the shows because people care.
It's like a check-in thing. You ever do like you've seen the Foursquare where you check in?
You check. You're telling other people you're watching the show.
Yes.
Do people care?
Well, yeah.
I don't care if you want to see SpongeBob.
No, but I want to see what, like, for instance, let's say it's Wilkerson. Okay, let's just say it's Wilkerson.
Yeah.
I want to see what he's watching.
Really?
Yeah, because he may be watching a new show I don't know anything about. What is it? Like, that's how I found the It Crowd, for instance.
Okay.
But I didn't start watching it until PB&J brought it up. Was it PB&J that talked about that? No. It was It's Just Us Cast with Robert Harrington. I think they were the ones that actually...
Okay, gotcha. So we have a bunch of adults who have sticker.
But Dave, you got to see what Dave's albums. Watching. Besides that, you can, and also you can go on there like your favorite podcast, like Two Blind Squirrels is on there.
Uh huh.
And you can check in and say you like Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh.
I'm listening to Two Blind Squirrels.
We don't have stickers.
No, yeah, we're working on it. I need to go listen to the sticker cast to figure out how to make my sticker.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Well, just this whole thing started. Because John Wilkerson has got a hit podcast show.
He's famous now.
Well, he's got thousands of followers, thousands of listeners to this show.
To the stick.
The sticker cast.
Because people want to know what you're watching.
People like John Wilkerson.
This is why I don't tweet. I don't get it. I just don't understand.
We completely wrecked the show.
Just don't understand.
We're in the middle of a phone call.
I don't understand it.
It doesn't. You don't have.
Oh, John's. That's right. John's got a phone call.
Right.
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Oh brother.
Forgot he was even on the phone.
Sorry, John. I apologize to you in your supreme awesomeness of black beltity and sticker podcast dumb.
Dumb. That's right.
That's her. That's her. I do not. You must. I cannot control. You must direct complaints that direction to the other microphone, please.
All right. Anyway,
thing I'm doing for the community to do some good.
Oh, he's calling in about the Ken's Ken from Honolulu's local mission challenge.
Ken from Honolulu.
The first thing I do is I keep my kids off the street because you know we Wilkersons, we kind of. Cause a lot of trouble. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, what we do is there's a great ministry that happens here in Saratoga during track season.
Track season. Hey, by the way, I'm coming up there to see you, John. I'm going to Horseheads, New York.
You are? April's a friend there. She told me last night.
Oh, cool.
You're going to Horsehead?
Horseheads.
Horseheads.
Yeah, it's near Corning.
Yeah, I've been to Corning.
Okay.
Where does John live?
Saratoga.
Is that near Corning?
I have no idea. That's up to him.
Tell him to say hi to Jody for me.
Okay, say hi to Jody, and then come down and see me in Horseheads.
Why don't you just stay with John?
Because I don't know how far that is away.
Oh.
And I don't get the money if I stay with John.
Oh.
I don't get like the per diem. I mean, it's not a per diem thing.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Just saying. Okay. It might be nicer.
Anyway, so during track season in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And we help out the workers.
It's the longest call ever.
Well, migratory, and often they
have migratory.
Well, you're familiar
people?
With migratory workers and the fact that most of them are not in the country legally, and the people who employ them in quotes don't really give them enough money to make a living. So there's a ministry here that provides them with breakfast and bicycles so that they can get around town and clothing and all kinds of things for them and their children. So that's what
Stop that. Stop encouraging illegal aliens to come here. That's why they come here, because they know we'll feed them and clothe them and send them to college. I'm sorry. That's not the way I was supposed to react, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, John. Way to go, feeding the hungry. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
We are, no matter who they are.
Even if it gets in the way of our being good Americans, we should be good Christians first.
That's right. Feed them and send them back.
Yeah. Can you give them a bus ticket, too? Can you do that?
Feed them and send them home.
Here's a shirt, a sandwich, and a bus ticket. Dang it. I'm just not doing very good with this whole charity thing.
So that's that's one of the things that we do. I give you phone numbers and stuff like that, but it's not really going to make a difference because it's a local ministry.
But you don't know that somebody locally isn't listening? That's the whole point of this.
No, they're listening to the sticker thing.
I have 4 or 5 other fans in Saratoga. It's a big town. You just happen to be the only one that calls in. That's all.
And I don't think anyone else out there lives in Saratoga Springs. So, look.
It's just rude.
Something local, like right there, right where you are. And by the way, folks, the folks down in the South where Katrina hit, especially in Louisiana, they can still use your help, believe it or not. I know this kind of gotten on the back burner, but that place is still devastated. So if you can find a way, especially if you're in the South, to get down there and find a way through, I think Franklin Graham's got a ministry you can help out as well.
Yeah, our church still goes yearly down there.
Yes.
Down there. Just go for a week or something. See what you can do. That's it. Love the podcast. Glad to hear you guys back. Bye.
Happy stickers.
Bye. Happy stickers. Sorry, Faith was rude to you, and then I was rude to you, and he may never.
Not rude.
He may never
was
call
it
again.
Rude to him? I just don't understand it.
Well, I hear that there is a town in Wyoming named after Buford. Population 1. Look it up on that quick. I'm not lying.
Population 1, huh?
It's because nobody else wants to be around them.
Hey, that town was named after me, but I'm not the one that lived there.
Oh, who lives there then?
It's my cousin.
Oh. Buford?
No, Henrietta.
Henrietta lives in Buford,
yes.
Wyoming?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I was born in Henrietta, Oklahoma. So, go figure.
Interesting.
I can't stick around, though. I gotta go.
Okay. I'm glad he could share
that. I like
the
short visits.
I do, too. Does he call in and get stickers, too?
I don't know what he does to get his stickers. So, yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, Brad. The Cowboys are a bunch of girls, so what's the problem? I don't understand the problem you have when they lose.
Where did that come from? Did I say something about that?
Yeah, because you were saying if they were girls, then I wouldn't care as much.
Oh,
and
that's
he's saying
right.
They're a bunch of girls. He's just talking smack now.
Okay.
See, so he deserves everything he gets.
Yeah, well.
You know, so don't feel bad about your whole immigration status and everything. Near stickerdom.
Okay, I think we got one more.
Stickerdom. I think we got. Call it. Stickerdom. John.
Yeah, this is Christina, and I was calling about the mission field.
Yes.
My mission is to adopt stray children. Yep, I tend to attract them to our house.
If they already have parents, that's called abduction, not adoption. I think you need to go look that word up.
You got
to
check.
Two extra. Usually we have 3, sometimes 4, in a tiny little. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you go. Bye.
What happened?
But she was getting another call, obviously.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for that. That was Christina Haviland from the Emperor's Flame podcast. All right. There you go.
That's it. That's all.
Should we save the rest for another show?
I don't know.
Let's do.
Looking at the clock.
Let's do.
Okay.
I've got way more stuff to talk about and some interesting things. And so we'll save it. I did tell you about my ear booger, though, right? Because I wanted to get that one.
You got that in there, yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you
I will tell
that
you the pool
us.
Cool the cool pool story
uh-huh.
in the next show.
Oh.
So great. Okay. All right.
We're all waiting with bated breath.
I know. Faith is like, so like, I really want to go eat Fritos and watch this television show.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.